SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Cornwall Court Kiddies Park to be rehabilitated on Labor Day. And coming up later, some child safety tips. This is Roundabout JA. Welcome and thanks for joining.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Rehabilitation of the Cornwall Court Kiddies Park has been identified as the St. James Parish Project for Labor Day 2015. Mayor of Montego Bay and co-chairman of the St. James Labor Day Planning Committee, Councillor Glendon Harris, says the 450 square meter park will be upgraded to create a beautiful and safe recreational space for the 15,000 residents of the area, many of whom are children. This is in keeping with this year's theme, Labor of Love, Nurturing Our Children.
The scope of work is to do a periphery fencing, which includes a block wall and repairs to a chain link fence on the other three sides.
He says a playground with necessary equipment will be created and the park will be retrofitted with solar lamps for proper lighting at night. Mayor Harris says the material for the project is estimated at over $700,000. Other major projects in the parish include beautification of the roadway leading from Rose Hall to the Rhiney Park Housing Development and completion of renovations at the Norwood Health Centre. Norwood has a population of approximately 20,000 residents who rely on the Montego Bay Type V Clinic and other primary health facilities in and around the city, as well as the Cornwall Regional Hospital for Healthcare.
With that, dear, it would ease the burden on several other primary health facilities and the Cornwall Regional Hospital.
The work on the Norwood Health Centre is estimated at over $450,000. Mayor Harris is encouraging partnerships between the citizens' associations and private sector entities to maintain the projects beyond Labour Day.
Jamaicans!
Jamaicans!
For Labour Day this year, we will work together for the children.
That's right!
In every community,
let's show them.
Creating and upgrading public spaces
so our children can feel safe
to play, have fun and bond together.
So come on Jamaica, let's work together.
It's a labor of love, nurturing our children.
This Labor Day, May 25th.
As Jamaica works towards achieving the goals of Vision 2030, linkages between industries will be strengthened with the common goal of ensuring quality management and production standards. This will help to create a Jamaica that is the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And now for our Child Month tips.
I believe the children are our future.
Reassure your children that they are loved always. Feeling loved and having a sense of belonging is one of our greatest needs. As we just celebrated Mother's Day, thank your child for making you a mother, and fathers, do the same. And finally, set boundaries for your child. Let them know places they can go, people they can see, and things they can do. Those tips were brought to you by the National Child Month Committee with sponsor Grace Kennedy. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.